bliss really exists in every situation. Even the seemingly frustrating situations, you can actually find bliss in that. And in this episode, I'm going to talk just about that and how to do that. There's this one simple hack that I personally use, and every single time, it brings me back to the state of peace and bliss, and it's just amazing. Like, it feels so good. Who doesn't love to feel the state of bliss? Everyone loves that. So let's get into the why, baby. Hello there, I'm your host Kathy Bhavani, and on this podcast show I talk about manifestation, spiritual well-being, money, success. I also share very calming meditations, affirmations, and prayers to help you vibrate on your highest frequency. Every single episode on this show is raw, fun, clear-cut, powerfully healing, and truly gold-worthy. So I'm really looking forward to you joining me on this journey. And you can tune into this podcast show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. So follow me on Instagram, TheMetaphysicsMagic. Get in touch with me, hold my hand, and get excited for this journey. See you around. There's a Sufi story that I really love, and it's very close to my heart. You might have heard me share this multiple times on my Instagram story, and I can never get enough of it. It's always just, like, in my mind, it just pops out as and when I need it, and I'm gonna tell it yet again, because repetition is gonna program your subconscious mind. So even if you have heard the story, you might learn something new, because every time I tell a story, a new essence, a new message comes out of it. So yeah, there's a story, a Sufi story of a grateful servant. So one day, a kind-hearted king offered a servant a fruit. The servant took a bite and chewed with such gusto, it was as if he was eating the most amazing, sweetest fruit he had ever tasted. This aroused the king's appetite, and he said, "Servant, give me half of that fruit. You're eating it with such relish that I now crave it too." So yeah, the servant was eating this fruit with so much deliciousness that king was like, "Whoa, I need to taste that as well." The servant gave the king the half of that fruit. The king took a bite and drew his eyebrow together and said, "This is so bitter, yet you eat it as if it's sugar. Why?" The servant says, "My king, I have received many rare, wonderful gifts from your hand. So now when you give me a bit of fruit, how can I return it to you in dissatisfaction? When those hands have given me so much treasure, how can I complain when they offer me a bitter gift? Since I dwell under the shower of your bounty, nothing that comes from you can be bitter to me." Wow, I love the servant's reply. And this is, you know, how we sometimes should, you know, respond to life. When something happens, something bitter, some bitter experiences happen, we should cherish it like it's the sweetest thing ever, because honestly, it's all blessing in disguise. So he was eating it with so much gratitude and satisfaction, even though it was so bitter. And he was like, "King, how can I return it to you in dissatisfaction? Like, your hands have given me so many things, so generously, and so much treasure. So how can I complain about things?" And this really gives us the message that universe has given us so much, so generously, so many treasures, so many miracles, and so many blessings. So when we have a bitter experience, or just something doesn't go our way, or something seems frustrating, instead of complaining, instead of asking, like, "What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the universe? Like, does God even exist? Does God even care about me? Why God is depriving me of this thing? Like, maybe God doesn't want to give me this thing." And just, you know, going into that defensive mode and really complaining and being a victim. Instead of doing those things, we should be grateful that even this experience is a blessing in disguise, because every single second in life happens for your highest good. Literally every single second. And you can turn around any situation with gratitude. And I think that's that gratitude that's what brings the bliss. That's the hack. The one simple hack is to find gratitude. Like, thank you so much. I don't understand why this is happening to me right now. My perception is vague right now. I cannot see clearly because of the frustration, but I'm grateful that this has happened. I'm grateful that this is a blessing in disguise, and I know something beautiful is awaiting for me. So that's a little prayer. So the beloved has gifted you a world. The beloved here means the God, showered you with hundreds of favors. It seems you have forgotten this generosity, unwilling to trouble yourself even a bit. What kind of a friendship is this, dim wit? You are nothing head to toe but skin. So Attar, he writes the most beautiful poem in the Conference of the Birds, and he said, like, God has given you hundreds of favors, and you seem to forget this generosity. You are unwilling to trouble yourself even a little bit, just a tiny bit of trouble, and you run away. He said, you're stupid. You're nothing head to toe. You're just skin. Everything that is in you, it's God. So respect it, honor it, and have that union with it instead of being a victim, instead of being a complainer. So yeah, everything in life, every second happens for your highest good. When you know that, when you feel that, you feel bliss in every situation, even the seemingly frustrated, troublesome situations. You would feel bliss. You would have this belief that, you know what? This is a blessing in disguise. This is something that I want to be grateful for. And that gratitude itself brings you bliss. The another pair of the poem says, if you suffer downfalls in the path, know that each fall is a windfall, nothing less. The path to the beloved has its ups and downs. What can you do? That's the way it is. So not giving any meaning to the downfalls, not giving it a bad meaning, not making it mean something about you and your identity and your soul, because your soul, it is always in the state of bliss. It's always in the state of peace. It's not even aware about the drama and the trauma of the ego mind. Your soul is always in that Zen zone. And there's ups and downs. It does not affect your soul on any level. Your soul is always stable, always so grounded, always in that healed, bliss, purified state. It's the mind that gives the meaning to things that, oh, this is good, this is bad. And when we suffer, when we give these meanings that, oh, this is good, this is bad, this should happen, that shouldn't happen, this is sweet, that is bitter, those labels, those egoic labels, really dictate our sufferings. And when you stop giving those labels, when you stop seeing everything as a blessing, that's when the suffering disappears. That's when we find liberation. That's when we find bliss. And we stop giving wrong meanings to the things that mean nothing at all. A downfall, it's not a downfall unless you make it mean like it's a downfall. Like, there's this quote that by Papaji, nothing ever happened. Everything just exists in your consciousness, in your awareness. Like, if you pay awareness to it, that's why it exists. Like, if you stop giving your awareness to it, it would cease to exist. Like, there's also, like, quantum theories on this. When they stop observing an object, that object literally disappears out of their reality. That has happened with me too, like in my journey, where I have manifested away so many things, so many people, so many things, so many traumatic experiences, and it's like it never even happened. It's like no evidence of that. It's like it just did not even exist. There was a story of a quantum healer who heals her childhood trauma. She had a very, very traumatic day. I think it was a birthday, and she had a birthday picture in her father's album. She healed that trauma on a quantum level. And the next time she went to her dad's place, and they were looking at the album, and there was no picture. There was, like, she clearly remembered that that picture was there in the album, and there's no way that her dad can lose the picture because he's very particular. He keeps things in his place. He's very organized and everything. And she was like, it's like it's gone. It's like it never even existed. because she healed that. She got amnesia, and that got out of her observation or awareness. So that's how the reality works. When you stop giving the meaning, when you stop giving so much awareness to the problems and so much meaning, like this is bad, this is good, this should happen, this shouldn't happen. When you stop doing that, oh my God, there's so much liberation and there's so much bliss and there's so much peace. So I really hope this helps you guys to not give meaning to any situation that actually doesn't mean anything, to not let your mind control any part of you, and to just know that everything is empty and meaningless. It has the only meaning you give to it. So why not give it a good meaning? Give it a good meaning. Tell a story that empowers you. If something that has happened in the past that you do not like, stop telling the disempowering story. Stop telling the story of you being a victim. Stop telling the story of you being a loser. Tell a story in such an empowering way that makes you feel like a winner, that makes you feel victorious instead of a victim. And when you tell the story of the past in an empowering way, your entire experience of the past will change. Like the way you see it, the way you feel it, and it will stop having the impact on your present moment. Because when you're thinking too much about the past, it definitely impacts your precious present moment. So clear it up. Revise the past experience, heal it, clear it, and find the bliss by being present. So thank you so much for listening. If you listen till here, I am so happy to have you here. If you resonate with any of my podcast episode, please leave me a review on Instagram. I always love replying. I always love reading your reviews of my podcast and seeing how much it resonates with you. And it also inspires me to make even more episodes for you guys. So thank you so much if you take a little bit of your time to share my podcast on your story and tag me in it, to share a feedback in my Instagram DM. It all means so much more than you would know. I love you so much. I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye. Mwah.